The Great Treatise from Part 1, Sections 10 and 1. This celebrated treatise, also known as the Great Commentary, Da Zhuan, or sometimes as the attached statements, Shi Si, is one of the earliest and certainly the most important and eloquent of the Ten Wings, or classic commentaries on the I Ching. It is usually divided into two parts, forming the fifth and sixth wings, the sections of which are numbered in varying ways. It sets out the broad themes and principles of the I Ching, and therefore, according to Zhuxi, cannot be attached to any individual hexagrams. With all due respect to the great Neo-Confucian master, certain sections are especially relevant to particular hexagrams. This is certainly the case with the opening paragraphs of the treatise which I have translated below. In most arrangements of the I Ching, the treatise is printed separately as a self-contained appendix. I have chosen to select only a few sections and to scatter them among the different hexagrams, sometimes because of their obvious relevance to a given hexagram, sometimes in belief that the readers consulting the I Ching may find it helpful to pause and reflect on the thoughts of the treatise, which place the book's pronouncements in a broader context. Richard Lin, in his translation, attaches sections under the hexagram, but also gives the treatise in its entirety. The Jesuits, Appendix ad Commentarios, Wilhelm, The Great Treatise, and Legge, The Great Appendix, all keep it more or less separate. Traditionally, it was, yet again, attributed to Confucius, but was most probably written well after his death, and as many scholars have pointed out, it contains ideas that are close to the worldview of early Taoism. It is in many ways a work in its own right, expounding at some length and often poetically cosmological ideas such as the interplay of yin and yang, as well as the general nature of the Tao, ideas that are barely mentioned in the judgment and lines of the I Ching core text. A large part of the treatise can be found in the Ma Wandui silk manuscript, dated to the early 2nd century BC. Richard Rutt calls it a cosmological and metaphysical treatise, awkwardly cobbled together from other sources. A collection of short essays that provide a rationale of the connection between the hexagrams and the events they predict. In it, the process began that eventually produced the understanding of